didn't know you were a pervert, teacher. Please tell. What were you going to do with my underwear? No. You don't have to answer. I can guess, you creep. Just look at this photo. It's pretty self-explanatory, don't you think? Don't you dare step closer. Everyone in the school might receive a pretty curious email with a photo attached if you do. Do you understand? Please delete it. Do you think you're in a position to make demands to me? You've been making my life difficult for quite a while in this school. And now, suddenly I find you here, rummaging through my things without my consent? If you were in my position, what would you do? That's right. You would tell the principal and call the police. Maybe that's what I'll do too. Oh, suddenly you're sorry. Shocker. Oh, you'll do anything you say. Interesting. What to do? You know what? I'm not a spiteful bitch. If you do something for me, I'll forgive you, okay? Then I will let bygones be bygones, and this will remain only an unpleasant memory. Aren't I nice? What do you say, Teach? What do you need to do? Nothing difficult, really. When classes end today, you'll come home with me, and we'll talk more, okay? Don't you dare make me wait. Nice. You're here. Get in the car. What do I want you to do? Let's wait until we're at my place to talk, okay? The driver doesn't need to know about our affairs. Don't worry. It won't be something difficult or unpleasant, really. Who knows? You might even enjoy it. Welcome to my home. Don't worry, there's no one here this time. Now, if you would come with me... There. Let me unlock this door. It's here. Just take the stairs down. Welcome to my special fun place. Why do I have a sex dungeon in my house, you say? I don't know what you're talking about. This is just a place where I have fun sometimes. Now, you're smart, teacher. You can guess what I want from you, can't you? You can also just go back up the stairs and leave. I'll just think of other ways for you to compensate me. However, I think this is the fastest and most pleasant way for both of us. Now, choose. You'll stay? Any pervert like you would choose that. Now, let's get naked, shall we? We don't need clothes for what's gonna happen next. Now, I'm going to sit here and open my legs. And you'll be a good boy and eat my pussy, okay? You really love using your tongue to yap in class. So you must be good at this, don't you? Oh, yes. Yes, kneeling suits you way more than standing tall and looking down on people. How does the pussy of your cute student taste, teacher? It's really fucking delicious, isn't it? Think of it as a privilege. I don't want just anyone like my pussy, you know? So you better be grateful and show me a good time. Now stop half-assing this and get that tongue in there. I want to feel it deep in my pussy. Yes. Move it around. I want it to, like, everywhere inside me. Nice. You better drink all of my juices. If something falls to the floor, you'll have to lick it clean after I finish, okay? So save yourself the hassle and make sure you swallow everything. Starting to get sloppy. I don't care if your tongue gets tired or not. I'm the one deciding when we finish. Here, you're my pet, my toy. So you better be a good boy and obey all of my instructions. Because bad boys get punished. You don't want to be punished, do you? Good that you're starting to follow order as well. Now, be a dear and look at my face while you do it, okay? Now, smile. Oh, look, you look cute in this one. Just like a puppy pleasing his mistress. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, now are you mad? Because I took another photo of you. Don't be a baby. I thought we made it clear that while we're here, I can do whatever I want. If you're not okay with it, you're free to pick up your clothes and leave. Of course, you'll still have to compensate me for what you did. So, come on. Leave. Yes, that's what I thought. You better try not to have another tantrum, okay? Or I'll get seriously pissed at you. Now that we made this clear, and seeing as you still haven't learned how to stay put and just listen to orders, I'm going to tie you up. Hands behind your back now. Chop chop. Don't make me waste my time. Now, before you say anything, yes, I'm going to record all of this. It's a nice memento after all. It would be a pity not to immortalize this pathetic expression of yours. Let me just position my camera to the side. There. You look perfect. Lie down on the floor. I'm going to stand and step on your cock. Don't worry, I won't crush it. I'll just slide my foot up and down. Like this. It feels nice, doesn't it? Try not to struggle, okay? Think of it as just a trust exercise. If you move too much, I might lose my footing and end up putting too much weight on it. You know what that means, don't you? I'm sure you don't want that. Now, let me just focus on it. Feel free to let me hear your pathetic moans. Does this feel good? Then turn your face to the camera and say how good it feels, okay? Explain to the class how good your mistress's foot job feels. This might be the first time. But your voice sounds pleasant. You look cute when you remove that stick you always have up your ass, you know? You actually might end up being worth training. You're older than me, but in the end, you're just a breath waiting to be tamed by someone like me. That's why you're always in class trying so hard to piss me off, aren't you? Did you want to get my attention that much, Come on, say it. I'm just a bratty teacher who wants to be trained by Mistress Icy. Good job, finally being honest. Now, as a reward, I will grant you the honor of actually having sex with me. I'm such a kind-hearted mistress, aren't I? Stay still. I will just position myself and sit on it. I'm getting the easier cock to pleasure myself. No matter how many times I come, you're not allowed to without permission, okay? I'm serious. I'll get very angry if you don't. Gonna come. What do you mean you're gonna come? Keep it in. Remember, you're my toy. The important thing here is my pleasure. Do you understand? Just bite your lip, look at the ceiling or whatever. Okay, close. Here it is. Yeah. I'm fucking coming with you, just cock. My name. Come on, come. Good job, teacher. With this, our debt is settled. But seriously, you should know better than going looking around the girls' locker for crying out loud. What? There were rumors about me bringing sex toys to school? Who was the bitch that said that? Look, no matter how horny I am as a person, I'm not that dumb. I keep those things home. Well, now that we cleared our misunderstanding, would you want to ever repeat this experience with me? I did this to dominate an annoying teacher, but you actually make a good pet. Don't worry about the photos and the videos. Those are there for myself and myself only. I won't let anyone else see them. So, what do you think? Great. Let's exchange phone numbers, okay? From now on, teacher, you're mine.